Local groups supporting live music are springing up everywhere. Georgetown Music Town are a volunteer group founded in 2013 to promote and expand the amount of live music available within Georgetown, a rapidly growing community within Southern Ontario. They use an online calendar and mailing list to inform people about opportunities to hear great live music locally. They also provide support to both venues and musicians within the Georgetown area. The latest restaurant to join the music scene in Georgetown is Uncorked on Main, a new tapas and wine bar that has made a commitment to present live music on a regular basis and planned accordingly, with a dedicated stage area and premium sound system. We caught up with Al Robitaille from Georgetown Music Town and Mike Willis from Uncorked earlier this week. So it's great to talk to you both today.
It's awesome to be with you, Jen.
Well, we're actually sitting in Uncorked in downtown Georgetown. It is the new tapas bar and wine bar that will be featuring music very prominently. I want to start the interview by talking to Al about Georgetown Music Town, because this is a venture that you started, I think, in 2013, very much about supporting live music. And obviously, we're sitting in this beautiful venue today that will be open in a very short while, that will have one of its main features, the fact that it will be putting on live music on a regular basis. But let's start by talking a little bit about Georgetown Music Town and why you decided that Georgetown needed its own local group to promote live music.
Well, it's very difficult for a small town to establish a roots-based music infrastructure, I guess you could say, in that if it's not known, if it's not established, the artists aren't necessarily aware of what's available and what their options are. Georgetown Music Town was designed to grow the quality and quantity of live music in Georgetown. And it's happening piecemeal, but I can see after a year of doing it, a number of breakthroughs, things that are happening that are very encouraging in town.
And what is really your philosophy behind this? I mean, can you just talk a little bit about what really drives you to want to have this this entity within Georgetown that promotes live local music?
Well, the prime interest of it is to serve the Georgetown music listening audience. Part of my concern is the effort to drive into the big city to get into Toronto. It takes a long time to get there, and it costs a lot of money. And it's perfectly possible for us to have excellent acts, excellent music, right locally for people to come out and see. And so that's the big part of the effort.
I think currently you have a website, which is georgetownmusictown.com, is that right?
That's correct.
And then you also run a mailing list that people can sign up for, where they have an opportunity to learn about all of the different venues within the Georgetown area, but also the artists they'll be coming to town.
Yeah, I really like doing the mailing list thing, because it's caught on with a couple of other people, whereby they're taking the same information that I'm sending out to maybe a couple hundred folks, and then they're parlaying it over to their 100, 200 contacts, because they have mailing lists of their own. And this is starting to grow the message about live music, not just in the town, but also in the perimeter of the town, the surrounding communities.
So we've talked about the benefit to people living within the Georgetown area, but I think one of the things that you also do is really working with venues to try and encourage them to perhaps put on a little bit more live music, perhaps help them get started in that regard. We're obviously sitting in Uncorked today. We have Mike Willis, who's one of the partners in the new venture here. But before we bring Mike in, just talk a little bit about how excited you must feel about the fact that there's going to be another new venue in Georgetown.
It is incredibly exciting to have this. This is potentially a leading west end of the GTA music destination. And as much as it's going to be wonderful from a food and drink perspective, it's going to be awesome as a music destination. It's just the acoustics in here and the sight lines, the sound lines are just excellent. So very excited about that. And in general, the principle of Georgetown Music Town is to serve first and foremost the audience, but right behind the listening audience is the combination of the venues and the organizers. We want to be there for whoever is going to, you know, give of themselves to provide the music. And right at the bottom of the list, but still very important, are the musicians themselves. And it's an opportunity for, yes, it's an opportunity for touring musicians and some of the pros that are out there, but it's also a great opportunity for local musicians, and it's very important to our music community.
So Mike Willis, tell us a little bit about your side of things. You're working, if I understand, with Brady Davies from the Cellar Steak and Seafood, which is another restaurant in Georgetown, with this new venture. It is a lovely building. It's a nice old shop front on the main street of Georgetown, which, you know, one of the things that strikes me about this whole area is it is a beautiful townscape. And I think the potential down there here must be absolutely huge.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. Brady and I started this concept about 8 months ago. I running the bistro at Silver Creek, which is a cafe and wine bar down the street, and Brady having 8 years experience in the fine dining aspect of what's going on. And him being in town, a local for so long, he knows so many people. And together, I think we're a great team, and we're going to really bring a cool concept of that tapas wine bar experience to the downtown core. And kind of utilize our experience in the industry with food and wine, and then with Al's help, the music aspect as well, and kind of tie everything into one, the one-stop shop where you can come down and enjoy the live music in a great venue, good food, fantastic cocktails, and an experience that'll be next to none in west of Toronto.
So how important is it, do you feel, to have music become an integral part of the restaurant wine bar experience?
It's huge for me. I started out at a young age in community theater and enjoying all the great aspects that a local community has, especially with music and live music, live entertainment. That's been a big part of my life. Getting into cooking and food and restaurants kind of came secondary to that. And growing them together is really exciting for me. I think it's a huge aspect of both just an entertainment aspect, but also a dining feel when you really get downtown and you really start to enjoy everything that it has to offer. I think it's they just pair wonderfully, like a beautiful glass of wine and a great steak, music and entertainment with food and great cocktails is a really nice combination. So
now, being in the position to actually renovate a space to make it into a restaurant that, you know, obviously in this case is going to be a tapas and wine bar, but also being able to integrate music into it must put you in a nice situation, because there's a lot of times when, and I'm sure Al would agree with this, where you find people that would like to put music on in their space, but unfortunately they're having to work with the space that already exists. You at least, because you've been renovating here, have had a chance to actually consider what works best from a music point of view. You have a stage that's been positioned at the front of the restaurant. Can you talk a little bit about your thought process as far as making sure that music is integrated within the restaurant experience?
Absolutely, yeah. We started the Bistro at Silver Creek almost a year ago, and that being a coffee shop, and I kind of came up with the idea of having a wine bar in the evenings. Now, the space itself doesn't really lend itself to being a live music venue. This is kind of a secondary thought. We thought, oh, live music would be great. Let's kind of integrate it into what we have. But obviously not having the space to be able to utilize it appropriately, it was really difficult for us to kind of integrate that aspect into our wine bar. So with the move down here, we do have a fantastic opportunity to say, okay, let's showcase live music. Let's build the stage. Let's get the great sound system. Let's really pull all the aspects together. So when the entertainers do come in, it's all set up. It's ready to go. And basically they bring their instruments and their voice and we get going like that. So it's easy on their aspect. It's great for us to have a venue just locally to be able to kind of showcase that, and also it just adds to the restaurant as well, the look of it, the feel, the gorgeous stage, the lighting, the music. It's really just going to bring the ambiance of everything up to the next level.
It makes it very exciting. I want to bring Al back into the conversation, because I think you've been involved at the Bistro on Silver Creek. I think you have been running an open mic there from the early days. And actually, I got to put a plug in for a great little story that you have on your website about the first open mic that you had. And I want you to tell that, because it's pretty fun. And I know that the open mic is going to move down to Uncorked, but it's a good time to sort of talk about getting started, because a lot of people, when they, you know, they think about new ventures, whether it's bringing live music in or doing things like open mics, always worry about what happens if no one shows. And you have a wonderful story from that point of view.
Open mic can be very humbling to the host. In our case, it was particularly so. I knew that there were going to be a limited turnout initially. It's hard to generate a lot of interest. And so what I really did was, as soon as possible, I got onto a path where I was scheduling people to come out and perform. And because I have been jamming and been a fellow musician of just a lot of friends in town, I had the connections to reach out to people. And so for maybe the first 4 months. It was really scheduled performances more than open mic. And it was maybe, I can't remember exactly, but 2 or 3 months before anybody actually dropped in for open mic. That has changed radically. And I'm really happy to say that we get a regular turnout of genuine open mic performers coming out. But we've kept true to our roots. We still have a feature act that's scheduled to kick off the night. And we have quite often a support act as well that follows that. And then typically at 9 o'clock, that's when open mic kicks in.
And I think you're moving the open mic down to Uncorked, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been so fun to have it at the Bistro, a wonderful spot to do it. But this is on a different level. It is designed from the word go as a music destination.
I want to bring Mike back in. I wanted to thank you both for spending the time to talk to us today. But I know you have a big opening, and I think this is your opportunity to talk to people, not just in Georgetown, but in the area generally, about why they should be heading out to Uncorked.
Yeah, absolutely. So really excited. Next Friday, it's Friday, December the 5th, and Saturday, December the 6th. So doors open at 6 p.m. We are selling tickets. It's a ticketed event. Very Hollywood. We've got the red carpet going out front. We've got the beautiful lights lighting up the entire front of the building. I've got Monty Gregg from Acton and a wonderful swing band performing for both nights, which will be kind of a great atmosphere for especially what we're trying to do here. Cocktails will be served. We'll have appetizers all evening, champagne toast. The mayor and the MP are arriving as well, which will be a fantastic addition to kind of launch what we're doing. And just really excited about it. Dressed to impress. You know, everyone in suits and ties with champagne and swing dancing. I think it'll be a wonderful way to kind of showcase what we do best here at Uncorked and what we're all about, and really kick it off with a bang. So we're really excited.
And the beginning of some great music nights at Uncorked in Georgetown.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really, really excited.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you both today. There's a couple of things we need to do before we get finished. The first is get your information about how people can contact you if we have musicians that would like to investigate the possibility of playing down in Georgetown.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. I can be reached at robitaille@rogers.com, and I'll spell that for you. That's robitaille, and then the letter A, at rogers.com.
Well, we'll put that information up on the website as well. And Uncorked, what is the website for that?
Yeah, so you can reach us at www.uncorkedonmain.ca. That's our main website. We'll have a music link on there as well, kind of connecting you to Al. My email address, mike@uncorkedonmain.ca. You can reach me at any point as well with any music, and I can definitely forward that to Al as well. So
that's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you both for spending the time to talk to us today. Remember, Uncorked on Main is down in the beautiful downtown Georgetown. Check out the link on folkrootsradio.com for more information. I'm going to get Al to get the final word, because we're going to play a song from a local performer just now. And we did talk before we came to air about playing something from Wendy Hunter, who is actually based in Rockwood, but still very much someone we would consider as being part of the Georgetown area. What would you like us to play?
I would love it if you could play Second Wind, which is from Wendy's band, that vocal trio that she's a part of, that's of the same name, Second Wind.
That's great. This is Wendy Hunter with Second Wind and the song of the same name. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. Mike Willis, Al Robitaille, it's been great to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Jan.
Wasn't I the time? You know, it's funny how your 20s go, all starry-eyed and full of dreams. You find a few, and then it seems that love creeps in and takes its hold. You found your shelter from the cold, a gentle kiss, a warm embrace, the welcome in your lover's face. Then babies come before too long, you're singing someone else's song. Dogs and cats and dinosaurs, you'll be your darling's troubadour. Now looking back, I'd have to say I don't regret a single day. And if at times I lost my way, the music brought me back. I think I found my second wind. simple harmonies that mend. I savor singing out again, and a cool, sweet breath of a second wind. Wasn't that a time, you say, 30? Too short and hours too few, with making up and making do. You compromise, apologize, wipe the tears from sleepy eyes, share the laughter, find the fun, know that you're the lucky one. Then heartache comes, your song is lost, you close your mind, bear the cost, find a shelter from the pain, till one day you come home. This way, I don't regret a single day. And if you ask me how, I'd say the music brought me back. I think I found my second wind. Simple harmonies that mend. I savor singing. Making music, making friends, new beginnings, different bends, in roads I cannot see as yet, with history I'll not forget, and children with their warm embrace, and welcome in my lover's face. For this is where I found my voice, the way is clear, I've made my choice, in melody and harmony, the music is the this way. I won't regret a single day. And if you ask me why, I'll say the music brings me back. I think I found my second wind. Simple harmonies that mend. I savor singing. Second wave.